That was
Noah?
Weird.
Yeah, it's our phone system. It does that once a while, and I don't think it has anything to do with what we're discussing because my company knows that I talk about the Lord all the time. I think it's because we're in Southern California and we're in our lunch hour right now. So maybe they thought, oh, it looks like, you know, someone's on the phone that shouldn't be. And so it could have been that that happened. But I'm allowed to take a late lunch, so it shouldn't have happened during the lunch hour, but I think that could have been what it is. We take lunch from 11:15 to 12:15 Pacific, so I think that could have been why. So I apologize, but that happens randomly. I say every 6 months I'll have that happen like maybe 3 times, and I don't know what triggers it, but it is our phone system. So
that's weird.
It was
especially
weird.
When we're talking about stuff like
yeah, I know. But I'm going to read Revelation 17 and 18 again because, you know, it is concerning that America is never mentioned anywhere in the last days, you know. So it's almost obvious that, you know, we're going to be no more. We're going to be dissolved, you know, but it's just.
And I say that.
I fear for my children and my grandchildren, you know, so.
I don't mean to fear you because.
Yeah.
Remember Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. That's actually their Babylonian names.
Oh,
they got thrown
yeah.
into a fire. Well, whenever they got thrown into the fire, there was a fourth man in that fire.
Mm.
And so with Mystery Babylon, it says that it'll be destroyed by fire.
I see.
He gave us foreshadowing so that way we can have faith, knowing that even if fire may rain down from the heavens because of the judgment that is on this nation in particular, even
yes.
its people living in Babylon will still be able to overcome through the flames. And that right there should
Beautiful.
Invigorate you.
That does. That does. Wow. You know, I think you have the gift of exhortation. That's beautiful.
Well, thank
that's
you.
Really
I don't,
good.
I don't normally get that one a lot.
Yeah,
a
no,
lot of,
that's really good. I never thought of it that way. But, yeah, I'm going to start relating it to Babylon and, you know, having the fourth person in the fire, you know, that protected them, then that fourth person will protect us too, you know. So.
Exactly. Because why would God pull out his people in the darkest times in history? He's not
right.
going to do that. He's going to actually use us in the darkest times in history. And
yeah.
Revelation speaks of it. And so I just – there's more than just this phone call on
yes.
on doing business. Because how radical you are with your faith,
yes.
There is coming a time where we're going to have to work that faith. Right now, it's easy to work that faith because we're in a place of contentment to where we don't necessarily have to put it as a priority, and it's
yes.
more of like a – it's more on the back burner. But things are about to evolve very quickly. And that's why you start seeing Iran attacking Israel. You know,
yes.
we're just about 15 days shy, actually less than that. We're 8 days shy of the day of Pentecost. I'm sorry, of the day of Passover. And Passover is when Jesus died. And they've
right.
already got red heifers in Israel ready to sacrifice them. And they've already got the altar built ready to sacrifice those red heifers. To purify and cleanse the temple so that they can propagate another temple. And that's
wow.
the reason why all this is happening right now. And so as you have Trump sitting in a courtroom today for hush money to pay off a Hollywood escort, you have so many different things that are happening that are politically and globally driven. But what the Lord, whenever he says, I am the way, the truth, and the life, nothing
yeah.
will come to the Father except through me. He is the way, meaning whenever there is only one, when our ways start to shrivel on what do we choose, we
yes.
always choose him. He is
yes.
the truth. So whenever truth starts to become deceptive, especially now it is in legacy media, mainstream media, we don't know what's right and what's not. We don't know if what's fact and fiction. We've got truth. We've got fact checkers that are not telling the truth. We've got truth people that are still not telling the truth, you know?
Yeah.
And we're the only people that can actually rely on the truth. And
right.
then you have people that are either speaking life or death, because that's in the tongue. And Jesus, it doesn't matter. If I can just take 2 minutes of your time to just give you this.
Yes.
In the book of Revelation, Revelation 16, he gave me a little nugget for people. You know how it talks about how you're clothed in righteousness?
So yes.
We need to more start defining what is righteous in the sight of God. That is a big deciding factor. In Revelation 16, it says, "Behold, I am coming like a thief. Blessed is he who stays awake and who keeps his clothes, that is, who stays spiritually ready for the Lord's return, so that he will not be naked, spiritually unprepared, and men will not see his shame." I asked the Lord, I said, What do you mean by that, Lord? Like, you're not literally talking about us being naked in front of you. He said, no. And so I started really thinking about it. And I was like, okay, clothed in righteousness. He said, yes. He goes, but what is righteous? Define what is righteous. And then I had my brother, he had sent me this scripture, and it actually wasn't about this topic. He was more so asking a question on something else, but it highlighted something that was very profound. And this correlates to exactly what the nakedness is. Mm-hmm. In 2 Corinthians 5, it says, "For we know that if our earthly tent, our physical body, which is our house, is torn down through death, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For indeed, in this house we groan, longing to be clothed with our immortal, eternal, celestial dwelling, so that by putting it on, we will not be found naked."
Wow, that's cool.
Isn't that beautiful? That's a cross-reference in the Bible.
Second Corinthians, what? I know I've read it before, but I'm going to read it again. Second Corinthians?
That's 2 Corinthians 1 through 1, 1 and 2.
1 and 2, okay.
I'm sorry. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 1 and 2.
Okay, 5, yeah. I'm going to put that down in a side note.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, I love it.
Seek first the kingdom of God, and all things will be added unto you.
Right.
We're supposed to be seeking his righteousness.
Yes.
Other than our complacentness on earth, and especially whenever we're just so frail, and our timeline is just a blink of an eye, but God's timeline is very, very broad and longer. But in our way of looking at it, our time goes by, how can I say this? Our time goes by a lot faster than God's, but it doesn't look like it in our way. And
right.
So we start to go in idle because we don't see God moving in our lives, or in the world, the way that we might interpret the Bible or see the way that things are going. And it can either decrease our faith or put us into what's called a spiritual slumber. But if we, that's why he said, would you not stay, that's what Jesus told the disciples, would you not stay awake and pray with me? We have to be in prayer right now. We have to be staying spiritually awake. Because
yes.
There are so many things that are happening that are trying to put us in a spiritual coma to where we will not be able to recognize when Jesus comes.
Oh, no. Yeah, I believe in that, too. I think that there's so much power in prayer, and it's just one of the resources that we have that I think that we don't, I mean, we take it for granted almost that we know, oh yeah, we can pray anytime. So, but it has to be more, I mean, I know in my own life, I'm guilty of it. My church has a Thursday night prayer meeting, and sometimes I watch it online, but I've never gone. And I thought this week when, the pastor was talking, I'm like, why don't I go? I should go, to the third.
Right.
I mean, of course I can pray anytime I want, but he says, where two or three are gathered in my name, there I am in the midst of them, and it would be
Amen.
A huge blessing to go, So, yeah, I'm not going to take it for granted anymore because the signs of the time are here, and we have to kind of, repent and recognize if, we're not doing something, correctly to try to fix it, So.
Amen. That word repent.
Yep.
That's how I know you're a true believer.
Absolutely.
Because there's not a whole lot of people that go to church and actually know that word repentance.
Mm, I'm surprised, but I mean, nothing should surprise me because there are a lot of churches that, you know, they like to do like topical messages and messages that make people feel good, but they don't want to talk about like the judgment and that type of thing, you know? So I shouldn't be surprised, but I am.
Well,
yeah.
I won't take much more of your time. I've got that card ready for you.
Okay, so how's it read? Noah Wilson, or is there a middle name?
Noah C. Wilson.
Noah C., okay. And then go ahead with the card number.
4314.
Okay.
0600.
Got it.
0766.
Okay.
7451.
7451. And expiration?
0428.
And the code?
906.
906. Okay. So what I'm going to do right now, Noah, is go through a voice verification recording, and that will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. And I already created that appointment for tomorrow at 9 for the technician to call you, so that's already been done. And some of this will be a little repetitive of what I just asked you. It's going to have you repeat the business name and whatnot, so just kind of bear with me. But it says to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
JC Resource.
Thank you. Please state your name and title with the company.
Noah Wilson, owner, operator.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
Yes.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Billing the account. What do you mean?
Meaning the billing, you just gave me Noah C. Wilson, the billing information, you're authorized to use that card on behalf of the business, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, it's under my name, too, so.
Yeah, I figure. Yeah, the way the voice verification is set up, it's kind of like common sense, but we have to read it anyway, so forgive me.
No, I get it. I had to read like 10 pages of disclosures to customers before I left the phone, so.
Oh, so yeah, this isn't that bad. It's about, you know, what, 90 seconds? It's not bad at all, so we're almost done. And then it says, let me see here. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? And that, of course, is just to ensure that it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing.
Information as far as, like, Facebook information, is that more what you're talking about?
Well, Facebook, yeah, you'll have to add us to the Facebook, but what that's saying is, let's say that somebody calls you and they're like, oh, you know, we want you to do XYZ online and it sounds good and you sign up with them. That's great. You shouldn't have to because this is a complete package. This includes the search engines and the directories and the mobile platform and the site and the whole nine yards, right? But if you do anything else online for your business, just let us know about it so we make sure it doesn't conflict with the programming we're doing. Make sense?
Oh, okay. I gotcha.
Yeah. Believe it or not, I've had business owners over the years, and they think, oh, if I sign up with two or three companies to put me on Google, I'll get double or triple the results. But that is the opposite, because the first company verifies the Google listing. They optimize it. They're the ones doing the programming. So the second and the third company, they come along and they can't do anything with the Google listing if they don't have access to it. And then they can't create a new one because it's duplicate and it would hurt them, right? So I always tell people,
gotcha,
if you're ever in doubt, just let us know about it and we'll advise you if it's a good idea or not, okay? And if it does conflict,
okay,
we'll let you know, okay?
I trust you.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate that. And then it says that your payment for the initial account setup would be charged today, April 15th, in the non-refundable amount of just $249. When your term is complete, the agreement will automatically renew each month on the 15th day in the amount of $249. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent charges for your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation term?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. And then I want to go back to the main page and add Jameson and Cole on as authorized users. So once this finishes processing, I'll go back and I'll put them on here.
Now, where did that first lady go that I talked to?
Oh, Tara, she's one of the mapping coordinators. So she's one of that team of 40 that calls out to fill the listings. So, yeah, she's
gotcha.
Also a Bible-believing Christian. Did she mention that to you?
Oh, yeah.
She did? Okay, good. Yeah, she's a
sweet. She's the one who sparked it all. It was almost like you guys, like, teamed up. Like,
aww.
You guys are like a Christian team there.
Well, you know what? She is really good at matching people, and she did reach out to me because I was, you know, ready to get on another call. And she's like, hey, Tina, can you take this call? And I'm like, okay. So she did. She can kind of match, like, who's going to be kind of go well. And that's also God using her because I pray for that every morning, that God puts the right people in my path, you know. So, yeah, so she's really good at that. So, what I wanted to do here is priority notes, so I'm going to put Cole. What's his last name?
Richardson. R-I-C-H-A-R-D-S-O-N.
And Jameson, what's his last name?
O'Connor. O-C-O-N-N-O-R.
Okay. Are both authorized on this account.
It looks beautiful.
Okay, perfect. So I got that priority note in there. And then lastly, because we got the website included for you and because we got the special pricing approved, I just want you to go in there and acknowledge it with your e-signature, and that will grandfather you into this pricing and ensure that it never goes up. So did you get a text from me right now that says, thank you for choosing Local Splash? You probably got maybe 2 or 3, but the one that says thank you for choosing Local Splash, that one will have a link that says click here to accept your subscription terms. If you click that, it will take you to the page that says Local Splash Terms of Experience. So all you have to do is scroll to the bottom. There's 2 little boxes that you have to check, Noah. One will say that you're authorized to receive texts, and the other one's to show that you're authorized on the account. And then you would plug your name in. Please include the middle initial since it's on the billing. And then you hit confirm signature. Once it goes through, it'll ask you for a username and password. Don't worry about any of that right now. That will be provided after the client interview. My main thing is just getting your pricing locked in.
Okay. And what's the early termination fee for?
Oh, there isn't one. Does it say that in there? Let me look at it. I'm going to look at it.
Yeah, it says the MySite product carries an early termination fee of $199, up to $199.
Oh, okay. So that's applicable where if somebody calls us and all they want is the site, so we build the site for them. We don't want them to cancel right away, and then all of a sudden we put all of this work into it, and then they're canceled. But for you, we got it included as the package. But, yeah, there's some people. Incidentally, we charge $400 for the site if we bundle it with our service. But for the people that buy it outright, it's just $2,500 for the whole year, plus $49 a month hosting. But none of that is applicable to you because we already had it included in the package, okay?
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. And so that site, just to clarify, it wouldn't cost anything monthly even if, when we continue with this? Like it's not going to cost anything next month?
Correct. It's included in the package. The only time that $29 hosting would be applicable is if you ever canceled it down the road and you wanted to keep the site. Then you can keep the site and the content, the whole nine yards, and it's just $29 a month. Now, our other option is a domain buyout, but that wouldn't be available to you because you have your own domain. But let's say we purchased jcrestores.com and then you know, wanted to cancel and keep it. We allow you to buy it if we purchased it, but you don't have to do that part because you already own it. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Yeah, so that's the other option.
Okay.
So then you're all good to go. And then lastly, I know I already told you about my 777 extension. So you have the toll-free number for customer service on those texts. So if you ever call in and you want to, you know, update something or you have a billing question or anything like that, you can hit option one and anybody that answers the phone can help you. And then, of course, if you want to talk to me directly, you just plug in that 777 and it'll ring directly to my desk. Okay.
Awesome. Amen.
Okay. So you're all good to go, and I definitely enjoyed talking to you. You made my day, Noah, and I'm going to, you know, look up all these scriptures that we discussed, and thank you so much for your exhortation and your insight, and have a very blessed and profitable year.
Oh, yeah. Can I pray with you before you go?
Please. I would love that. Thank you, Noah.
Father God, what was your name again?
It's Tina.
Tina. Terrible name. Father God, we just thank you so much for bringing this phone call into fruition in both of our lives, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for her just having an exceptional attitude, Lord, that just exemplifies your character and who you are. Father, I just pray that as she goes forth and taking more calls, that she is encouraged, that this phone call is nourished her soul and her spirit to keep pushing forward towards the very completion of her faith. Father, I pray that she continues to show your character, that she shows your integrity, and praises your name publicly throughout this platform and throughout all of her life. Lord, I pray a blessing over her family. I thank you, Lord, for both women that you have brought in my ears today, Lord. And I just praise you because you are so good at connecting your people together. I thank you for this opportunity today to be able to pray for my sister. And I just pray an outpouring of the Holy Spirit be on her and that a fire continue to be burned in her. Lord, that whenever she opens your word, she sees the mysteries and the profound regard of your word and how it is portraying to these times, and not only these times, but her heart and her mind. Holy Spirit, we thank you for being with us today. We thank you, Lord, for your truth and your wisdom through everything that you have given us. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Jesus' name, beautiful, Noah. Thank you so much. That's just so beautiful, and I'll hold those words dear to my heart, and I know that we'll be talking again soon, so just don't feel, you know, don't hesitate to reach out to me if you need anything else, okay?
Amen. What I usually tell people is if I don't see you soon, I'll see you soon.
Yes. Yeah. You know what? My mom used to do that. She passed away a few years ago, but she was an evangelist. She was a little small Danish lady with these piercing blue eyes, and she would walk up to anybody. She didn't care if they were a Hell's Angel or who they were, and say, you know, Jesus loves you. And she would start witnessing to them. And if they received her message and prayed the sinner's prayer with her, she would say exactly that. If I don't see you again on earth, I'll see you in heaven.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Maybe
so
that's
that
a
was
little
so
touch then.
So cute that you, that always tells me that, it's so beautiful. And I know when I go every Sunday and I visit her grave and bring flowers just because I want to know, you know, that, you know, it's not empty. Somebody still loves her. But I always say, I know that it's just her remains that are here. She's not here. She's with the Lord. But
And the Bible says that she's asleep. In 1 Thessalonians 4, it says that she's asleep. And so I love the way that the word kind of describes that, because when we go to sleep, we have no recollection of time. All we just, when we wake up, we're like, oh, all right, today's a new day. And so whenever Jesus comes back, it says that the dead in Christ will rise first.
Yes.
Then we who remain on the earth until his coming will in no way proceed into his arms. Then we will all rise together after they rise first. And so it says to comfort one another with these words concerning our reunion with those believers who have died. So,
I love that. That's, I've always wondered why it says like the dead in Christ will rise first, because it says if you're absent from your body, you're present with the Lord. But that also would include that if you're sleeping, you're still in your body, but you're sleeping. And then the minute you're absent from your body, you're present with the Lord. So that makes a lot of sense.
It's like a paradigm. Because as soon as Jesus comes back, it's going to be like they never even passed away. Like there's no time, there's no recollection of time when you're sleeping. So for him to give us that understanding on that concept, he related it to the sleep. So just to give you some peace of mind, she's waiting for the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ just as much as we are.
Yeah. And it's funny you said there's no recollection of time, because I remember that my little 9-year-old niece, she moved to Wisconsin, but she was talking one day on the phone and saying how she misses her. And she said, you know, but I was thinking about it, that with God, like one day is 1,000 years. So she's not even going to know it. Like this time that we're not with her, that like we're missing her, by the time we get there, she's not even going to know that any time passed, you know?
Exactly. And that time is just going to be so...
9-year-old, like, what insight that is, you know?
What wisdom.
What wisdom.
Out of the mouth of babes.
Right?
Come on.
Yeah, that's what I thought. And so I always try to like... go, wow, I got to bring that back to me. Like if I miss her and I'm like, oh, it's been so long, I start thinking, no, it's not. It's with God. It's one day is 1,000 years. It hasn't even been a day yet, you know?
Right. Like 30 seconds.
30 seconds of it. Yeah, exactly. Well, God bless you, brother. I love talking to you, and I'll be talking to you in the future, I'm sure. So have a great rest of your week, too, okay?
Oh, yeah. Don't forget my number.
I won't. I have it. And you can call me anytime, too, okay?
Okay.
All right, take care, Noah. God bless you. Bye.